And I'm trucking on, I'm trucking on. Well, I'm moving on down the line. Another time will do me fine. I'm trucking on.
Howdy, friends, and welcome to Trucking On. I'm your host, Ward Richmond. I really appreciate you tuning in today, and I hope you enjoy the show. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Trucking On. This is my supply chain real estate update for the Dallas-Fort Worth industrial market. Q1 2023. I just published this on my blog, so if you'd prefer to read instead of listen to me talk, then you can go read on the blog at supplychainrealestate.com. That's my blog. This is my latest blog post. I called it, "Is it a tenant's market now?" That's because I keep getting asked that question. Don't get too excited, tenants. It is not an industrial tenants market by any means, especially when it comes to coastal United States, Canada, and Mexico, where vacancy rates are extremely, extremely low. It's very hard to find space. Dallas-Fort Worth is a little bit of a different story. There is certainly a little bit of a softness here in the marketplace, and that's due to us, my hometown, having the most product under construction in probably out of every market in the world, I would assume. Definitely in the United States. We were at about 80 million square feet under construction at the end of last year, and now we have about 62 million square feet under construction. That's because 20 million square feet of new space was delivered this quarter. So that is a staggering amount of industrial real estate, in case you didn't know. The biggest soft spot in the market is the larger chunks of space. Let's say the 500,000 square foot plus range. That could even, let's even say like, we could get like 300,000 square foot plus if you want to be, expand that a little more, but definitely 500 plus. There's just a lot of options out there in the marketplace. We are in the market with a 1 million square foot user right now, and we went on a building tour the last 2 days. And one day we woke up at 7:30, drove to DFW Airport. We looked at the million square footer there. Then we drove and looked at another million square footer in infill Dallas, and then another one in Grand Prairie, and then multiple more in South Dallas. There was one in there were a couple in Forney area or Mesquite in on the east side of town, and then we drove to Fort Worth and looked at all the million square footers in Fort Worth, and then we drove to Denton and looked at the million square footers there, and then I got home at like 7 p.m. So there's like 15 million square footers that you can be operating in Q3 of 2023. So that's absolutely insane. In the past, there's normally like less than 5 of these types of buildings that are available, and in some cases like 3 or something, or 1. Now there's what I like to call a shitload. So if you need a million square feet, now's the time to go strike. Okay. That being said, Q1, we had an absorption of 8.6 million square feet, which is a very healthy number for absorption. This is actually, it's over double the absorption we had in Q1 of last year, which was only 3.6 million square feet. Now, last year, this time, we had a little bit lower absorption because of all the supply chain issues related to the construction industry and just lags and delays and getting these buildings built and permitted and getting COs because of the labor shortages at the city and the materials shortages that we were facing. And while some of that's still happening, it is not near as bad as it was a year ago. So buildings are getting built a little faster than they were. And therefore, they can be absorbed. So, that being said, tenant activity still remains strong. Is it as strong as it was 2 years ago? Perhaps not, but it's not weak by any means. And if you need 1 million square feet, there is a soft spot in the market for that. So get after it. Give me a call. Let's go. Negotiate yourselves a hell of a deal before they all get leased up, because they all will get leased up. I am confident of that, unless the design sucks. And then it might take a little bit longer. And from looking at all those buildings, some of those buildings have design flaws, I'll just say. But I'm not going to name names. But if you want to know what my thoughts are on that, you know where to get a hold of me. Rent rates continue to rise. They jumped from $484 per square foot a year ago to $7 a foot today. So rent rates are very high. This is because cost of construction is high. This is because interest rates have gone through the roof. Financing money is just expensive right now, and all of that. So while we have this record amount of space under construction, I believe a year from now that is going to change significantly, because it is almost impossible to get loans for speculative construction, and there's a big pause right now on starting new projects because of that, because the money's expensive, and most of the banks, as they say, their buckets for construction lending are full. They have too many loans out there, and they're not looking to go make construction loans right now. Some banks are, but not nearly as many banks as there were a year ago, looking to go invest or loan money on speculative construction. So, in general, I think Q1 2023 tells the story that DFW industrial real estate market is very healthy, and I'm hopeful that it will continue to do so. From my personal perspective, our activity is very strong throughout North America. Our tenants are winning contracts left and right, because they kick ass and take names, and they absolutely dominate. That's why we work with them, because that's what kind of companies we like to work with. So if you're that kind of company, give me a call, and we'll tell you how we generate tens of millions in savings for our customers, not only through cost savings, but through improving efficiencies. I'll also touch on some big deals in the marketplace that got done in Q1 2023. That would be DHL, the third-party logistics company out of Germany. They leased 1.2 million square feet in Fort Worth, the Alliance submarket. Hayes Logistics, represented by my boy Conrad Madsen and his team over at Paladin Partners, represented this tenant and put them in to 904,000 square feet in a building built by Stillwater Capital with two of my homeboys from East Dallas, Aaron Sherman and Stephen Hawley, who are over there at Stillwater, built that building. I played football with both those guys when I was a kid, and they are two high-class individuals, and I'm very happy for them that they leased that building. I only wish that I could have brought them the tenant, but if anyone else, good old Conrad, I'm happy for him too. Blue Triton leased 603,000 square feet in South Dallas. RJW Logistics leased 592,000 square feet in East Dallas. And Lennox leased 500,000 square feet at DFW Airport. So those are some of the top deals. So in general, the market's rocking and rolling. It's not as hot as it once was a couple years ago, but it's hotter than it's been historically over the course of the history of the entire industrial market in Dallas-Fort Worth. So it's still very strong, very healthy. Population growth continues with massive, massive corporate moves coming to Texas. Population growth dictates the need for industrial real estate. Also, companies are readjusting and reconfiguring their supply chain to optimize cost savings and speed to customers. And I've seen a big trend in these consolidations occurring where companies are consolidating, let's say, 15 distribution centers into one distribution center, one big one, instead of 15 small to medium ones. And a lot of these are coming to Dallas. Why? Because we have a lot of space. The rent rates are comparatively very low compared to the rest of the United States. We have amazing infrastructure with interstates crisscrossing the whole Metroplex. We have DFW Airport. I think DFW Airport is the greatest airport on the planet. Why? Because I fly out of there all the time. I know all the secret ways, the best places to park, all the gates where TSA pre-check is. I know that airport like the back of my hand. But more importantly, I can fly anywhere in North America in 3 hours. So that's sweet. A lot of freight goes into DFW Airport. A lot of freight goes into Alliance Airport in Fort Worth. We have two intermodals, the BNSF Intermodal and the UP Intermodal. Dallas, Texas, baby. Bring me a deal. Bring me a deal. And strike now if you're looking for that million square footer, because there's a lot of them out there. I'm not going to say it again. Don't worry about that. So this is just a little bit over 10 minutes of an update. And I am going to close this out just by telling you that as of Q1 2023, after we delivered this 20 million square foot of new space, DFW has officially surpassed the 1 billion square foot threshold for our industrial market. So congratulations. A billy is what Lil Wayne would say if he renamed his song A Millie to A Billy. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks everybody for tuning in to this episode of Truckin' On. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, don't be shy. Please like, share, leave a 5-star review so that we can keep doing what we're doing. Stay safe out there on the road. Keep on trucking. Adios.